We are at the Hellfest with the band Audrey Horn. Hi, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too, sir.
Hi.
So you played a couple of hours ago. What was your feeling to play in Hellfest?
This is our third time here, and you know, we love playing at this festival. It's a great festival. It's got a good atmosphere, so many good bands. There's great backstage, great VIP area, great food, great, you know, whatever. Everything's great. So we loved it.
Yeah, absolutely.
What is it?
There is a huge response of the public when you play. You play with that, you go in the crowd. How important is the response of the audience when you play?
To us, it's very important. For me personally, it's sort of, you know, I go to and see other bands, you know, and when you just see a band and they play their stuff and then they leave, you know, sometimes it's like great because they were a good band. But the best shows are where you feel that you were sort of a part of the show. And that's what we always try to do, you know, make the audience feel that they are a part of the show, that they don't just come to see a band, but they feel like they were a part of an experience, basically. And also, come on, it's when you're on stage, everyone's watching you. It's a egomaniac thing. It really is. And of course, when you can get out there and sort of feed off that, I'm not hiding that. It's sort of a buzz to do that. So I love it.
Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, the connection with the audience has always been really important for us. And also at the big festivals where you've got a bigger distance from the audience. I mean, because we usually always go out in the audience if we can to have fun with them and interact. But yeah, it's a big stage here. So unfortunately, we couldn't do it today, but you could, man.
Is there a special thing about the French audience?
I think one of the most special things is that the French audience is very devoted, and they don't sort of hide it. Because like some places, people can go like, yeah, great show, man. And yeah, you were good. Yeah, well, thumbs up. But when you play here, people are very much coming up and hugging you and was like, wow, can we take a picture? That was a great show. And so they're very passionate about it. And
they're not afraid to show it.
I suppose in Norway, where people are more like, yeah, cool show, man. Yeah, you know, they're more reserved. Here in France, people are more like, they're not very reserved. They go like, yeah, I love your show. Yeah. So it's very, of course, when you play music, it's very rewarding to have someone express a gratitude that they really like it. You know, not being like, cool show, man, later. So that's probably what's
it
more
makes
special.
It a lot of more fun for us, of course, because when you're on stage and you're giving everything you got, and you can see that people actually enjoy it and have fun. It's of course much better than you. Sometimes when you play a show, like you say, in Norway or like bigger cities like London, maybe, or Oslo, and so you give it all you got, and people are just standing and nodding. Yeah, cool, man. And afterwards, they can come out, whoa, fantastic show. And why didn't you show it?
Your last album, Pure Heavy, it was 2 years ago. What are you working on?
Well, we're writing new material, so we have a bunch of ideas. Right now, we're at the stage where we basically don't know anything. We have no songs are finished. We don't know where we're going to record the album. We don't know the producer. We don't know what direction we should go. Not that we're not going to make like a techno album or anything like that. But you know, but every time we make an album, no, we are not. I know you want to, but we're not. Every time we make an album, we sort of try to find not reinvent the wheel in any way, but sort of find a new angle. That could be sort of the producer or the sound, or whether we do it like Youngblood that was very stripped down, or Pure Heavy that was more produced, or Audrey Horn that was very produced, you know. So basically right now we're at the point where we're just kicking out ideas, trying to write songs, and then we'll see where it goes, you know. We don't really know. So we're kind of in the experimental part of the writing phase, you know.
And what are your plans in the next months? There is a concert, of course, but not in France.
No, not in France. We're doing some festivals. We're playing in Holland, Dynamo Festival. We're doing some club shows in Norway, because we have played a lot in Europe over the last year, but we played very little in Norway. So we sort of decided that we wanted to do more shows in our own country. So we're doing a couple of shows there. And then we'll start recording a new album early next year sometime.
Yeah.
As soon as we figure out where, who, why, and all of that.
Just a simple question.
Yeah. I would really wonder about the why question.
I mean, come on. Are we really that good? Does the world need another Odrone album? We're not sure yet. But we'll think about it. And if we come to the conclusion that the world needs another Odrone album, then we'll record it.
So we're actually going into research now.
Yeah, research. Yeah. If we come to the conclusion that the world doesn't actually need another Odrone album, then we're out of jobs.
Maybe we have to interview you soon. Yeah. We'll let you know.
If I can speak for the world, yeah, we need a new Audrey Horn album. Yeah.
You need one. I'm going to take a note.
Take a note. He said the world needs it. Well,
that's one for the. No, for Audrey Horn. Zero to the world. Or how's it working?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Is there a band that you really want to see at the Hellfest?
There's a lot of bands we want to see. Yeah. Rammstein should be fun tonight with all the fireworks and stuff. It's like New Year's Eve, so we're ready for New Year's Eve in June. It should be fun. Black Sabbath, of course. I haven't seen them in years, so it should be fun. There's a lot of Norwegian bands, yeah.
Supernagro,
Abbath, Converge is playing tonight. Should be good.
Abbath?
I don't even remember all the bands. There's so many good bands.
It's not my favorite band, but I think they're pretty good live. Oh, they're cancelled.
True. Can we play instead then?
Yeah. What did they cancel?
They cancelled maybe 1 week ago. It's a French band, The Arts, who will play instead. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, what other band? It's a lot of bands. I don't even remember them all. I got a list. You want me to go?
Slayer,
yeah.
Oh, Slayer, man.
You've got to imagine that you are the last man on Earth,
yeah.
And you're going to spend your last days with one of the five robots that I will tell you. Okay. You can choose to spend your last days with Baymax, Wall-E, C-3PO, the Terminator, or Astro Boy.
Terminator. Yeah, definitely Terminator.
Well, look at him.
Okay, let's take the other options.
I don't know.
Who's this guy? I don't trust him. I don't know what he does. Is his intentions good? I don't know. Who's that? R2-D2?
No.
Okay, I don't know this shit. I don't know this Star Trek thing.
Star Wars, man.
Anyway, he's moaning. He's like, I'm sorry. No, he'll be boring. And Wally? Well, he's got wheels, so we could drive around with him. And
Baymax.
I don't know him, but you know he's not wearing any clothes.
He's cool.
So no, it'll be a Terminator, definitely, because we could say to Terminator, you know, we can have a beer and we can say, hey Terminator, do your Arnold Schwarzenegger impression. And he goes, get to the chopper! Get down! Actually, you know what? The funny thing, when I saw the Terminator, his voice sounds exactly like Arnold Schwarzenegger's voice. Yeah. Seriously, he does. And if you look at him, he kind of looks like Arnold Schwarzenegger. So I would hang out with him.
A last word you would like to say to your French listeners?
You should
watch Terminator.
You should buy our albums, all of them. You should concentrate more on the part of your cuisine that doesn't involve snails. You should eat less snails, I think. And
go to our website and tell us if you really, really need a new Audrey Holm album. Because we need to know.
And you should export a lot more red wine to Norway.
Yeah, and cheese.
And white wine. And snails. No, sorry, not snails.
Thank you so much.